I've heard strange reports that you at first refused to even walk into the wards with your nurses to set to work, to even offer a glass of water.
The doctors did not want us.
When men were suffering and dying?
It was absolutely essential that the doctors formally request our services.
You mean that the doctors surrendered to your personal wishes?
Oh, no, not at all. To my plans to attend to the men properly by setting up the nursing corps on a professional basis.
Well, very well. How was the matter resolved?
Oh, it took nothing less than a full-scale military disaster. The Battle of Balaclava had been fought shortly before our arrival, and the wounded began to reach Scutari in shiploads. Panic seized the hospital staff, and in that moment, they realized that they could no longer oppose us.
I suppose you consider the moments at the bedside of the dying and wounded as your most important in your wartime career.
No, Dr. Luther.
No?
No. Much more important was that. And that was the work that I did in the late hours of the night. It was then, you see, that I wrote my reports and letters. Sir Sidney Herbert had asked me to send him a confidential report on the conditions of the hospital in Scutari. Well, I did more than that. I sent him a series of completely detailed plans for the reorganization of all military hospitals.
Remarkable. Miss Nightingale, to the extent that you might be able to put your finger on it, is there any one thing that you would call your primary motivation?
Yes, what drove you to achieve such remarkable accomplishments?
Anger.
Anger?
Yes. Oh, no, I don't mean the destructive kind of anger that causes us to attack others. No. My anger resulted from the needless and pitiful sufferings of men, women, and children all over the world.